Thank you for joining us here today at Calvary Church, where we are committed to loving God and loving people. If you have any questions or want to learn more about who we are, visit us online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message from our lead pastor, Steve McDonald.
When the movie Inside Out was released back in 2015, I think it represented some of the best Pixar content yet. It had beautiful animation, it was clever storytelling, and there was layers of meaning for both adults and kids alike. Some say it was the last truly groundbreaking movie in the peak Pixar era. And though there's a few exceptions in my mind, much of what's followed since has kind of lacked the same punch, or it's maybe been riddled with different agendas. And for some time, many industry insiders thought, well, maybe Pixar has kind of lost its way. That is until the release of Inside Out 2, which was released last month. When it hit theaters, I think it maybe signaled a return to the glory days for Pixar, which is awesome. Now, for those of us today that are navigating this anxious generation with maybe an over-attuned sensitivity to emotional awareness, this movie, this fun and colorful film, seems to have struck a chord with many, many people. So much so that Inside Out 2 became the highest grossing film of 2024 in its first week of release, surpassing Dune 2. So obviously less sand and more emotions, please. I think the people have kind of spoken. But in the first 2 weeks of this film's release, it shot to the top and became the number one film in the world. But you know what? Beyond its artistic and creative brilliance is subject matter that clearly connects with how people are feeling today as anxiety and company move in and try to push joy out. You know, this is a familiar narrative today with people young and old faced with the reality of maintaining their mental health. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 tells us, "For the joy of the Lord is what? It's your strength." And as we'll find out later, joy is always worth fighting for because our strength actually depends upon it. You know, I've always had a longstanding love and appreciation for animation, and I've always been a big fan of Pixar Animation Studios, all the way back to the early days of Luxo Jr., which is when animators kind of brought to life a desk lamp that was playing with a little ball. But it fascinated me, man. I was glued to the computer screen on YouTube or wherever I saw it for the first time, and I was like, this is amazing that they're doing this with computers. It was just an unbelievable new approach to animation. And this little image of this desk lamp and the ball has gone on to become the studio's official mascot. Now, these brilliant artists and engineers, I mean, they're amazing, but they continue to push the boundaries and break new ground using innovative technology that sometimes if it's not there, they work hard to kind of create that technology. And by the time that Toy Story came along, man, I was in for the ride. And I think I probably shed a few tears along the way, to be truthful. But Inside Out 2 continues the story of the emotions that live inside Riley's head. Now a 13-year-old girl about to enter high school, Riley goes through some major changes in her life again. And this causes serious havoc in the headquarters of her mind, where the old gang, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust, all led by joy, are just trying to keep things together. Like, what's happening? They're trying to figure out what's going on in her mind at that time. And to make things even more chaotic, her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, send her to hockey camp for the summer. And so now she's got to impress the most popular player on the team, all while trying to balance her own relationships with her best friends that she's had while growing up. And with brand new emotions arriving on the scene in Riley's mind, led by anxiety, the others are quickly bottled up and kind of pushed away. And so this coming-of-age movie captures the fact that we never grow out of our need for joy. So Inside Out 2, which is the movie for today, launches our new 4-week blockbuster At the Movies message series. And throughout this month, you'll have access to some of motion pictures' biggest hits, from the classics to the new releases, while our teams explore the spiritual truths that can change your life. Powerful truth. Now, the topics of these messages are not the movies themselves, but the biblical truth that they help to illustrate. The movies are simply conversation starters. It's for us to talk about the issues that sometimes they touch on. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 34, it tells us that Jesus always used stories and illustrations like these when speaking to the crowds. In fact, he never spoke to them without using such parables. Movies are modern-day parables. You know, I still have great memories looking back when I was growing up of going to the movies, getting a big thing of popcorn with my dad and my grandfather, watching movies that, for the three of us, we were sitting in the same row. We were all laughing together, being transported to another time or a different story where we, for a couple of hours, were just kind of taken away from all the concerns of life and had this moment together. A big hello to all of our guests, both those of you that are joining us here today on site, and also all of you that are on our broadcast. If you're joining us on the broadcast today, please say hello in the chat. Let us know where you're joining us from. Let us know your favorite movie, and hopefully throughout this series we may touch on some of those. Pastor Susan and I are taking a little time off over the next couple of weeks, and so we're glad that you're here today. We wanted you to know, and I didn't want to miss today. I didn't want to miss the kickoff of one of my favorite series of all the year. So I figured the best way to start this big screen At the Movie summer series is on the big screen. So here I am on the big screen here with all of you today. So it's exciting to be a part of this. Now, due to copyright regulations, even though we're licensed to show the clips that you'll see on site here today, those same clips and trailers we're not allowed to use or show on our online broadcast. So you need to know that whether it's on site or online, the message themselves, these messages, they all stand alone in their strength and their power. But make sure, if you can make it out live and in person, that you don't miss a single one so that you can have the full experience. And don't forget to invite your friends, your family, your neighbors. This is a great series to invite other people to be a part of. Now, this movie kind of illustrates powerfully how our emotions affect everything that we do. Our emotions are electric, right? Joy, sadness, anger, fear, disgust. And when we can better process these powerful emotions that we experience many times on a daily basis, we can start to understand how God can use them for his good. Because our lives are filled with ups and downs, we don't always know what's ahead. We don't always know what's around the corner. That's just the truth. So how do we handle this kind of uncertainty? Because our emotions can often dictate not only how we feel, but how we perceive the world around us. That's why when a movie like this comes along, it can help to shine a light on how Scripture, and more specifically how Jesus himself, looks at and teaches us to process our emotions and how they can be actually used to fulfill God's purpose in our lives. Now, over the years, I think many of us were never taught how to properly regulate our emotions. And while trying to deal with these complicated feelings, it didn't help matters that some people, when we tried to express them, would say, "Oh, it's all in your head." And that just kind of trivialized the importance of what we were feeling at the time, and for many, caused them to just go silent and to lock all those feelings away. And runaway emotions left unchecked and uncontrolled by the power of the Spirit can have a destructive effect on our lives as these emotions race further and further away from the emotional purpose that God intended. Now, our emotions are not going anywhere. And so ignoring them or suppressing them, pushing them down, is not the solution to managing them in our lives. Just as God designed our physical bodies, like how we are created and made up, he also created intricately our emotional capacity. So we know that his hand and his fingerprints are over all of them. Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." Listen, anxious thinking, it's not a new thing. It's been around since the Bible was written, and it's certainly not beyond his power to stabilize those things in our lives. It goes on to say in verse 24, "Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." So that indicates that there's paths in our life that we can take. There's two main paths that we need to understand, the path to life and the path to death, which means that you have a decision to make. All of us here today, whether we're watching online or gathered here on a Sunday morning in this auditorium, we have a decision to make every single day. Which path are we going to take, life or death? And even though our emotions can always be trusted, they're also not the enemy of our faith. We quickly forget that it's God who designed us. We were created in his image, which includes our emotions and the ability in our lives to feel the feelings that we have. Now, as shown in the first Inside Out movie, the lead character, Joy, while trying to protect Riley's core emotions, which are all caught up in these little orbs, and they're trying to manage them like a million different glowing bowling balls on a shelf. She's trying to protect Riley from sadness. But then she realizes over time that we can't stop our feelings, and that our emotions and our memories, they all have a role and a part to play in our lives. But then in Inside Out 2, along comes a whole new set of colorful new emotions as Riley kind of embarks and goes through puberty. We're introduced to anxiety and embarrassment, to envy and ennui, which is just boredom, right? And all these emotions are landing in her life at a time when she's headed into high school, and she's trying to navigate this very emotional time as she becomes a young adult. And anxiety quickly points out, Riley needs more complex emotions in her life right now. In other words, she was saying there's a new sheriff in town. We're going to take over this individual. And through the efforts of anxiety taking control, we see some incredible things begin to happen. Because now these original emotions, joy, sadness, anger, disgust, and fear, they find themselves on this epic adventure to find a way to be freed from being suppressed emotions and help Riley become herself again. At a certain moment in the movie, it was kind of a pivotal moment when Joy kind of sits down and she feels overwhelmed. She's feeling unneeded. And she says, maybe this is what happens when you grow up. You feel less joy. I think some of us feel that ourselves. That over time, through different circumstances, through different hurts and things that we've navigated, we don't feel that joy, maybe that childlike faith that we once had. But the truth is, we never outgrow joy, especially the joy of the Lord. Psalm 94, verse 9 says, "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation or your comfort brought me joy." You see, it's his comfort in our lives that helps to regulate our emotions and fill us with the Lord's strength. He fills us with that joy so that we can breathe again, so that we can begin to kind of move forward again. So when our emotions begin to race out of control and we feel like our heart is just about to beat out of our chest, his joy steps into the whirlwind and helps us to regain control. You know, we don't have to live lives of suppressed emotions and locked up memories that are forced to be at the back of our mind. He can change the way that we think. He He can transform us, and he can bring peace into chaos. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, because it's easy. Let's face it. It's very easy for culture to begin to warp our beliefs. So don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. How? By changing the way that you think. How you think determines who you become. Then it goes on to say, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. You want to know God's will and purpose for your life? Then we need to let him transform us by changing the way that we think. You see, when we live with emotional purpose, how we feel doesn't have to be the enemy of our faith, but it can actually be an ally in reaching that destination. Inside O2 also introduces us to a very powerful new concept that is far greater than Riley's core emotions. And that is, we're introduced to Riley's belief system. The introduction of belief shows us the beginning of young Riley making decisions outside of her emotions. Instead of her feelings and reactions towards certain situations in her life, it causes her to establish these new beliefs about herself and how the world around her is working. Her new belief system starts to guide her choices, and Joy is along for it. She's confident, and she trusts in Riley's new belief system. Of course, Joy is still in the driver's seat and will use all her tools to kind of try to help ensure that Riley's new beliefs are rooted in Joy's chosen memories, the certain ones that she feels are best for Riley. Joy at one point explains, as we see illustrated, Joy says to Sadness, all these beliefs, they come together to make our Riley. And the truth is, all our beliefs come together to make us who we are. Heather Bixler wrote a great article about the movie, and she said, one of the best truths in this new movie is that our emotions do not define who we are. Our emotions are cogs in the wheel that build our sense of self and beliefs. But our beliefs also need a surer foundation than just our core memories. It's important to know that they need to be grounded on the sure foundation of the Word of God living within us. What you believe about God, what you believe about Jesus and the Holy Spirit absolutely matters. Your faith will define your relationship with God and your relationship with the people that are around you. And how you connect with God is rooted in your belief in what you believe to be true about him, his love for you, and the relationship that he desperately wants to have with you, to not just experience religion, but to experience a relationship with a living God. This movie teaches us about emotions, about beliefs, about identity. And it shines a light on overcoming the fear of feeling our feelings. It's okay to do that. God has given us those feelings for a reason. You know, life happens, and it's not always good. But we need to know that God is always good. And when we walk with him, we have his shield of protection around our emotions and our beliefs to keep us in place. Again, it's his word that prevents us from spiraling quickly out of control. It's also important to understand this: anxiety is not a sin. Even Jesus battled anxiety on the way to the cross. Matthew 26, verse 38 says, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. That is deep anxiety. So, if anxiety isn't a sin, what is it? What's its purpose? Well, I believe it's a signal alerting you that, number one, it's time to pray. It's not time to panic. It's time to pray. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39 says, going a little further, Jesus fell with his face to the ground, not because he couldn't take it anymore, but he knew he had to pray. And he says, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Anxiety also alerts us that it's time to pause. When you're feeling like chaos is overtaking your peace and anxious feelings are taking control of the moment, pause, breathe. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." A challenging discipline in our busy culture of chaos, to be sure. Anxiety is also alerting us to the fact that it's time to praise. Never forget that worship is warfare. And we don't just praise God before the victory. We praise him before the battle even begins. Psalm 59:16 says it this way, "But I will sing of your strength in the morning." Before anything happens in the day, I'm thanking God for his strength at work within my life. "And I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble." Listen, anxiety can be very complicated. And while it's wise to seek mental and emotional help if you need it, we can also seek spiritual help by taking the time to pray, to pause, and to praise. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand." Let's pray. Father, we thank you today that our emotions don't have to be an enemy of our faith, but they can work with our faith to accomplish all that you've called us to do. I thank you, Jesus, for demonstrating to us, modeling to us how to keep those emotions in our lives in check, how to regulate them with your peace and your joy. That when we're feeling like a whirlwind is surrounding us and we can't even move, that you step into that moment, you bring peace, love, and joy, and you allow us to regain control again in the moment. I pray for everyone today who's struggling in their mental health. I pray that they would have the courage and the boldness to ask for help, to seek it, and to also know that Scripture lies in Scripture lies the solutions and answers to our ongoing health and stability. When we understand that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that when anxiety is amped up in our lives, you bring us comfort, and that comfort fills us with great joy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God's best, Calvary. Have an amazing Sunday, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.